Welcome to Utah Public Radio's Eating the Past and Other Tasty Morsels, a show that explores all things food.
Your hosts are Jeannie Sir, Jamie Sanders, and Tammy Proctor, all from the History Department at Utah State University. I'm Jamie Sanders, and today it is Eating the Past's pleasure to welcome Dr. Lynn McNeil, professor of folklore at Utah State University. Lynn, along with her co-editors Carol Edison and Eric Eliason, have a new book entitled This is the Plate, Utah Food Traditions. The book explores the wealth of Utah's food culture, including its official foods such as fry sauce and, yes, green jello, Utah's heritage of Native American and immigrant groups who carried their own distinct food traditions, the Latter-day Saint influence from food storage to apple beer, and ending with new food traditions such as Utah's ongoing soda wars. So Lynn, tell us about the origins of this book project.
Well, the project began appropriately at a restaurant, the Black Sheep Cafe in Provo, during a board meeting for the Folklore Society of Utah. Eric Eliason, a professor of folklore at BYU, approached me about creating a reader on the unexpected depth of Utah food culture, which we were in that moment experiencing. The Black Sheep Cafe features a fusion of Native, Mexican, and Spanish cuisine, and I immediately jumped at the idea, and we eventually brought in Carol Edison, our past amazing state folklorist, and we all got to work.
Tell us a little more about how you became interested in the folklore food and what exactly is food folklore?
You know, food is one of the most overlooked elements of daily cultural expression that we have. Folklorists refer to food folklore as foodways, a term that encompasses not just what we eat, but also how, where, and with whom we acquire, prepare, and consume the food we eat. The thing is, we tend to pay close attention to food only when it's special. But the foods we eat every day can also tell us so much about the various folk cultures within which we exist and communicate and express ourselves.
So Lynn, what is the most surprising thing you learned while creating This is the Plate?
What surprised me most was the incredible diversity of Utah foodways. We initially conceived of the book as a kind of academic reader, but as we began digging into the topic, we kept turning up more and more foods that simply couldn't be left out. I mean, you can't have a book that claims to be all about Utah foods and not include something on fry sauce, or funeral potatoes, or Navajo mutton stew, or Bear Lake raspberries, or San Pete turkey, or foraging, or KFC, or the farm-to-table movement. So the book's format grew, and the end result is sort of a cross between a coffee table book and that academic reader. So you'll find in-depth chapters on pioneer foodways and canning and ethnic traditions, but also an overview of the dirty Dr. Pepper and the soda mixing shops that fought to trademark it.
Great. And finally, Lynn, what is your personal favorite Utah food tradition?
This is almost an impossible question. I don't know if it counts as my favorite Utah food tradition, but while we were working on the book, I found myself most taken with the necessary inclusion of alcohol. Utah as a state has long suffered from a false representation when it comes to alcohol. Since the 1800s, outsiders have been referring to Utah as dry. And since the 1800s, Utahns have been trying to convince people that you can indeed get a drink here. Everything from early breweries and distilleries to the wine-producing missions in southern Utah and the folk songs about Dixie wine that grew out of that region points to a really robust and often excitingly fraught history of alcohol in the state.
Thank you. And yes, sincere thanks to Lynn McNeil for joining us today. This is the Plate is available in bookstores across the state and online. Join us next week when Jeannie Sir will discuss her adventures making ice cream at home, a great way to end the summer season.
Thanks for joining us. See you in a week with another tasty morsel.
Support for UPR's Eating the Past comes from Love to Cook, a kitchen store offering kitchen appliances, tools, cooking classes, private events, and knife sharpening. Information on Instagram at Love to Cook Logan. And USU Dining Services, always working to create an excellent college experience for students, faculty, and staff. Now 13 locations open around campus. More details at usu.edu/dining.